Kim. So I'm going to start out on this podcast episode and ask you, what's the favorite book that you've read recently?
Can I have two?
All right, let's hear it.
Because I am a voracious reader and I always like to have free day books and focus day books. And so what that means are free day books is anything non-business. And I'm religious about this. Now don't laugh. At Friday at 5 o'clock, I set down my business books and pick up my free day books. And then I pick up my business books again on Monday night because it is so important to me to stay off of the business activities, reading, the thought process, etc. on the weekends.
I agree with that. That's awesome. So now you've thrown out this cliffhanger. So I want to hear what's the pleasure, but I guess it sounds we're going to hear the business first, right?
Yep. Very true. So the pleasure book is Letter to a Great Grandson. Great Grandson. That's an important thing, by Hugh Downs. And Hugh is a well-known TV commentator who actually just passed on in a couple weeks ago, early July 2020. And I found out about this book and grabbed it, and it is an utter delight. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how many children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren you have or don't have, it is worth the read. It is just a really kind, generous look at life from a very experienced person.
That sounds really interesting, especially from that perspective. What's the business one? I'm like, I've got the pen out. I want to see this.
Disunited Nations by Peter Zeihan, Zeihan. And I'm thinking you and I might have talked about this guy before because he has another book, a couple other books that I've read, and I enjoy them very much. And so it's Disunited, D-I-S, United Nations by Peter Zeihan. The subtitle is The Scramble for Power in an Ungoverned World. And it's very good. It's heavy on facts. So for people like me that don't enjoy a lot of that, I would encourage you to read the front third and the back third. And the entire middle third is a per country analysis on what's going on within that country as it relates to all kinds of economics. And so you can just skip through it and pick the countries that you're interested in and read those or not. And you'll get massive amount of good, just the first third and the back third, which are definitely the smaller thirds. And I've heard Peter speak. If you want to grab a YouTube, he's a little bit of a quirky speaker, but fun to listen to and watch. And I highly recommend it.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure to do is put both of those in the show notes. And since you primarily read, the electronic version of books, so I think I would assume that most of the people could pick up a printed version, electronic version, and maybe even some will have an Audible version. So that's good.
Yes, I guarantee you they're on Kindle because they're on mine. And I don't know about Audible. Good question. It wouldn't surprise me if Peter has one. I'm not sure about Hugh Downs, but worth checking into.
Okay, excellent. So listeners, the reason why we're talking about books, one, because we're always continuing to educate ourselves, but two, there was a listener question about books. So I'm going to fire away at that. Does that sound good to you, Kim?
Yes.
Okay. This one comes from Matthew, and he says, starting my daughter's financial education during her summer break, and I would like to get a recommendation list of finance and entrepreneur books for my 12-year-old daughter to read. So he says, and I'll just stop after this next little sentence. He says, she is currently reading The Richest Man in Babylon. Yay. So the next is to figure out what, and you left a couple of suggestions, but I would love for you to share those, some suggestions with our listeners about books that kids should read.
Absolutely. And gosh, what a brilliant question and so important that our children are reading and continuing to learn. And by children, I mean, I think everybody under the age of 100. Isn't that pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because learning is what we must be doing. And if we're not growing and learning, I'm thinking we're dying, and that's not what we want to be doing. I know that's kind of a rough way to put it, but that's pretty much the case. You know, other than specific time when we take for free days, which are super important, there is no such thing as maintenance. And we can't maintain, quote unquote, our mind and expect to have it be effective any more than we can, quote, maintain our body. I totally remember when, you know, I've been working out for a while and I kind of went to my coach and I was like, let's just maintain for a while. Well, there was no such thing. Like, I lost strength, I lost stamina, I lost capability. And so you always have to be in forward motion. So how cool, we might as well start teaching our kids this as young as possible. And I remember in our family, I'd asked four of our children to read. Todd has two and I have two. And it was at a time when they were all together. And we had a thinking Jake was a, let's call it 14-year-old boy at the time, absolutely was in his phase of, I hate books, I hate reading, I hate doing anything the parents ask me to do. And he was a big Lord of the Rings fan. I'm trying to think what era it was. There was a Lord of the Rings game out, but it was, you know, the early versions. Well, there was a Lord of the Rings game user's manual, like a physical book that was a user's manual. Can you imagine that tomb?
Yes. Wow. That's a strange detail there.
Yeah. Well, in all defiance, Jake brought it to the table, slammed it down and said, okay, if I read this. And I said, yes, that's perfect. This 12-year-old daughter, what an awesome thing to do. There's Rich Dad books that are great for kids. Rich Kid, Smart Kid is a Robert Kiyosaki book that is an awesome one to read. There's The Education of Millionaires by Michael Ellsberg. It's one of my favorites. Might be a little on the older side for a 12-year-old, but absolutely something to get started on. And then, of course, I'm a big fan of all of Connor Boyack's books. And Connor has a whole bunch of books under the Tuttle Twins series. Spencer, you might know this better than I do. There's Tuttle Twins, which is maybe, what, 7 years old to maybe 15?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then he has kind of a teenage series as well. I actually sat down to read one of the teenage series, I'm thinking 2 months ago, and it was the most bizarre experience because his teenager books, he writes so that you, the reader, choose how the story goes. So you read maybe 10, 12 pages, and then you have a choice. If you're a little conservative in your thinking, I don't mean this politically, just risk-taking wise. If you're a little more conservative in your thinking, you're going to go to page 294. If you're a little more aggressive oriented in your thinking, you're going to go to page 173. And then you read another 10 or 12 pages, and then you have a choice again. And it's pretty wild. So it was fun. I read the book with my aggressive thinking on, like, made the choice, aggressive decision all the way through. And then I reread the book, conservative decision all the way through. It was funny. I didn't like the conservative decision part of the book.
And he's a great author. And I think it's one of those books. And what's nice about it is there's great storytelling to it, good graphics. And it's enough that for parents that are trying to instill values, they're going to be entertained and educated at the same time.
Well said. Yep. And that's so important. The kids want that edutainment, right? So awesome.
Yes, absolutely. I'd throw in another book. So the book you mentioned right here was Tuttle Twins and Richest Man in Babylon. There's another great book, The Greatest Salesman. Is an incredible book that has a lot of storytelling to it.
Mm-hmm.
And another book, one of my personal favorites, is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho.
Mm.
And that's a good one for, you know, a lot of people are trying to figure out what they enjoy, or maybe they get some type of yearning inside to follow an adventure. And that's one of those that, you know, can help a kid nudge along and follow that path that they're looking to choose.
Super cool. And that's super important as well, because it is hard to do that. Benjamin Hardy's new book, Personality Isn't Permanent, is out, and we were able to get a sneak peek of that one. And one of the things he asks is, well, what do you want? Well, what do you really want? That is a very tough question to answer. So I think anytime we can get some self-knowledge, which is why we like the Kolbe profile so well. And Kathy Kolbe has a great book out called Striving Instincts. We can do a better job, not only for ourselves as adults, but also for our children and helping them. And of course, the Kolbe profile exists, and the adult version for people over 18, people under that, there's a youth version, and there's even a kid's version if you're like unable to read and your parents are taking it for you. So a lot of good stuff there too.
Absolutely. So I think as we look at the email and we kind of summarize this, what we can see is this. Matthew, the listener question is perfect. And for you to proactively think about educating your daughter is on that path. Now, one thing you've taught in other podcasts, Kim, is depending on the type of learner you are, you may be an audio learner, visual learner, or maybe you could be a learner that's reading, and find what works for you and for your kids. Now, I would suggest, like some of my kids love the audio side, I still make them do the reading because it's how our world operates. And even though it's maybe not their favorite, you know, I have one son that doesn't enjoy it, but the other son could sit all day and read a book. So I make the other one just go through and push through that, because that will help sharpen their mind.
So true. And it's a skill that we all need to have. We all need to be able to watch something. We all need to be able to listen. We all need to be able to read. So hitting all the modalities is important, even though we can, in time, define our one main way. And so for kids, as we head into school year and they're having to pick up so much more virtual education, having the ability to sit and watch a video is important, even though they may prefer to sit and read or sit and listen.
Yeah, well said. So what we'll do is we'll put a link to these books inside of the podcast show notes, and we will love to hear from you if you have additional questions. And if we missed one, if you say, hey, you know what, this is the favorite book from our kids, send us an email at hello@partnersforprosperity so we can add it to the list.
Yes, I can't wait to get some of those suggestions.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.